I'm Lisa DeLay, and you're listening to the Spark My Muse podcast. Hello, welcome to another Soul School. This is the third lesson, and this is just a time to do a shorter episode that's not like the other interview types of episodes that I typically do on Spark My Muse. It's really my heart's cry to do things that are for soul care and spiritual formation, meeting you wherever you are. It doesn't really matter which spiritual tradition or religious tradition you come from. I think a lot of people who listen to this show come from a Christian tradition, but whatever tradition you come from, you'll probably find some nugget that applies to you or that resonates with you, and I hope that that's true. And I hope that you will let me know if you get anything out of this, because when I send this out there on the interwebs, I never know who it touches or who it reaches, and I appreciate when you let me know how it affects you and how it helps you. So today's episode is called Infectious Hurry Syndrome. I was really influenced recently by John Ortberg speaking about Dallas Willard and his influence on his life. And John Ortberg came to him and said, you know, how can I make it well with my soul? And the advice that Dallas Willard gave him was surprising. And he said to have an unhurried life. And when we think about having an unhurried life, we think, well, how could we possibly control that? You know, but really when we think of having an unhurried life, it's not the same as having a busy life. A busy life is when you have a lot of things in your day that you need to get done. But a hurried life is much more of a mental state of mind. It's a rush feeling, and it encompasses your whole body. You feel tense in your chest. You feel like your muscles are tightened. You feel like things are sort of going a mile a minute in your mind. And at the end of the day, or whenever you can finally relax, you sort of feel like just vegetating and just laying down and escaping, or just sort of trying to recuperate. And when you're just busy and unhurried, it's a very different circumstance. By the time you're done being busy, you're not completely wiped out. You're actually able to remember your day. And when you have a hurried life and a hurried day, you forget big chunks of your day. And unless you're doing things like journaling at the end of your day, a week or a month can go by that's a hurried month. And most of it can go by completely, in a way, unlived, because it has been unremembered. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about that and ways that we can live a more aware and mindful life, so that once you're done with your week or your day or your month, that it is unhurried and that it is more meaningful. And in the process of being more meaningful, your relationships have more meaning and more value to you, and your passions and your work life and your all the rest of it have greater value to you. So think of the last time that you felt really hurried. Was it maybe when you had to run to the store to get a few things that you needed? Or, you know, maybe it was Christmas shopping or some kind of obligation where you had to go find something or get something or solve a problem quickly, and you were pressed for time. You might have been clutching the steering wheel too hard, or maybe your stomach got upset. Maybe you were clenching your jaw or nervously like chewing on gum like crazy. Some people fidget when they are hurried, and that tension kind of comes out in all different kinds of body language. Some of the ways we combat not being so hurried are doing a few things I'm going to mention now. And I don't recommend that you take notes if you're in the car, but that maybe you listen to this once again and take a few notes later. And then I'll give you homework at the end so that you can plan an unhurried life for the next week or until the next soul school and see how you do. And let me know if you do your homework. So in the process of being unhurried, try to take inventory of what's happening inside as soon as you catch yourself in that tension. The first thing is awareness and having regular check-ins to understand the kind of state we're in internally is super important. There is an app I got on my smartphone, and it's a chime that goes off hourly. And this has been really important to me as I have a regular chime that chimes on the hour. And when it chimes, I think to myself, okay, what am I feeling right now? It's just this really simple, quick thing that only takes maybe a few seconds. And I sort of check in with myself. Another thing people have done over the centuries is called praying the hours. And praying the hours is either you can pray on each hour or you can pray every 3 hours. And it's another thing where you could set your phone. And this is another reason why church bells would ring at certain times of the day. And it was a call and a reminder, a call back to awareness and mindfulness. So people can call themselves back to prayer and into the presence of God. And the presence of God, of course, is all around us. It's not just in a church building. God is in our hearts. And so the call to mindfulness is a call to unhurriedness. And an unhurried life is how it becomes well with our soul. Another really key way to live an unhurried life is to have some camaraderie with other people who are in agreement with you that this value is important. This value of living fully and meaningfully without just rushing around from one thing to the next is important. If you have just one or two friends, one or two family members that are in agreement with you, there's an accountability there where you can check in and you can know that you're on the same page and you can support each other in the living life unhurriedly. That makes all the difference, because if you're the only one trying to live out this value, it gets very lonely and you find yourself doing it all by yourself and the burden becomes too great. So you need to find somebody out there, maybe someone you check in with, like a spiritual director or a soul friend or best friend, or cousin or a sister or brother. Someone that you say, you know, check in on me and see if I'm living an unhurried life, and I'll check in on you. I'll pray for you and you pray for me. When you have a value commitment that living an unhurried life is important to you, living a more meaningful, unrushed life is important to you, you'll make it a priority and you'll remember more of the moments of your life. And it is in those moments that make our lives. It is not in the things that we get done. It is in the richness of the moments and the memories that we can accumulate, the meaningful memories, not in just the things we can check off our to-do list. And sometimes that means that we have to say no and give up some things in order to get other things. Sometimes we have to give up that to-do list, and instead of having 10 things that we checked off, we only get to check off 4. Because at the end of the day, we'll remember more of our day. And the homework, besides planning a more unhurried week for yourself, the homework, the biggest challenge, the extra credit point for Soul School this week, is to actually plan something that makes you wait. So it might be, the easiest thing to do would be to like pick the longest line in the grocery store, or the longest line at the red light, or something that you know will delay you a little longer. And this might mean that as you plan your unhurried day, you give yourself a full 15 minutes when you leave the house or when you set your alarm clock in the morning. You plan a lot more cushion in your day. And instead of feeling sorry that you're going to lose that sleep, you can luxuriate in that extra time. And that extra time you'll have to let those people who are frantic and frenetic pass you in the passing lane, hurried in their day, that they're going to actually miss out on. And by the time they're done with the end of their day, they'll have forgotten most of it. But you can luxuriate in the extra time that you have. And then it'll be well with your soul. And so my blessing to you this week is that you live an unhurried, meaningful, and well-remembered life. If you want to stop by Spark My Muse, there's plenty of resources there, and there is other audio you can listen to, a lot of different interviews and topics you might be interested in.